Coach Bob McKillop joins us at courtside here, Coach. And I know that comeback for you from 11 down is a very pleasing thing.
Oh, my goodness, John. This was just such a pleasing performance by our guys. Down at halftime, and we were down at halftime because we played on our heels, had some turnovers that led to 10 points for them, and then had some very bad mistakes in the zone that gave them four of their five threes. So we had given them 24 points, 22 points that our defense was really good except for that. So with our defense being good, we went into the locker room at halftime and said, look, let's start being aggressive on offense. Matt McKillop and Will Toney did a remarkable job of preparing us for this game. And then a subtle comment that Kevin Kiewicz made, one of our other assistants at halftime, about the way to attack the 1-3-1 really got them completely out of whack. And Oscar made the three, John made the three, and all of a sudden they kind of deserted that 1-3-1, but it gave our guys confidence. And we played with confidence in the second half.
Coach, you used an awful lot of zone tonight, and I thought it was very good to you.
We're getting better and better at it. It's protecting our foul situation. And as you saw, we were in desperate foul trouble in that first half with two on Keyshawn and two on Peyton early on. And those two are the best passers. And that was one of the things that fed their zone defense, was that our two best passers were on the bench. And you saw how effective Keyshawn was in the second half as a passer. He is absolutely superb as a point guard. It's heartbreaking to know, and the fans should know this. He didn't practice yesterday. He didn't practice on Monday. He's got the knee of a 50-year-old man, and we try to protect him as much as we can. He fights through it. He's tough as nails. But his presence on the court was really, really valuable for us tonight.
You know, before Peyton picked up those two early fouls, I thought your shots, in fact, I said, if they keep getting shots like that, they're going to score a lot of points. You were getting awfully good shots before that.
Well, there was Keyshawn, and plus Peyton was a great catcher, too. So he's not just a terrific passer. He's a terrific at everything. Let's be clear about that. And I thought Will McGarity gave us great minutes off the bench. Kellen, of course, makes that big, big shot there at the end to put us up by 4 points. A lot of big plays by some great, great performances.
How important was it, down 11 at halftime, to come out and hit those two threes from the right corner?
Well, it gave us such great confidence, John, you know, because if you looked at their faces in the locker room at halftime, they were not convincing. They were not of the mindset that we can do this. And we broke it down and we said, look, it's only four baskets, four possessions. We got the first one, so now it's going to be down to three possessions. And sure enough, we did the simple statistical math there and got them believing and thinking that, hey, this is doable.
We said before the game, you and I talked, this team gets to the foul line 25 times a game on average. They got there 19 times tonight, but I thought you did a pretty good job in that zone of keeping them off the line.
I thought that was very important in the zone, that we did keep them off the line. Again, I'm just so pleased that these guys fought back from what looked like death. I mean, that first half, if I was a season ticket holder, I might have said, hey, I'm out of here. we were sensational in the second half, though.
Keyshawn Pritchett, Coach, you've touched on it, but he seems to be getting more and more comfortable handling the ball and directing the offense. And as you said, he's big. You can see over the defense. Tremendous passer.
If we get his knee healthy, he is going to be a superb, one of the great point guards in Davidson history. Now, that's a big if, but if he gets that knee healthy, I guarantee you he's going to be one of the great point guards in our history.
What did you think about, expand a little bit, if you will, on McGarrity's play off the bench, 9 minutes? I mean, 9 points, 4 of 6 from the field.
Well, he made a couple of big layups, but he made that big three on a pop-out that I thought was critical at that point. I think it might have been a 4 or 5 point game, and it really cut us to one basket. You know, last year we talked before the game. I had a come-to-Jesus meeting with Will last year at this point, with he and with John Axel, with Jack Gibbs, and with Jordan Watkins, about we had just lost to George Washington. We had just lost to Richmond at home, 0-2, backs against the wall, and we met. And I reminded Will that after that meeting, he went 17-9 at St. Louis, and we won the game down there. Well, he took it to heart. I thought he fought. He got a couple of fingers on loose balls. very, very pleased with his performance tonight.
I thought another big play coming out of a timeout was the pick and roll from
Keyshawn hit Will for that layup.
Right.
Yeah, great read by Keyshawn. Great run to the rim by Will and a good finish by him.
Coach, a good win in an A-10 tonight.
Oh, my goodness. This was one we fought for, and I think this is one I hope we can capitalize upon.
Well, I hope so, too. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you, John.
Coach Bob McKillop talking to us tonight, our post-game coaches show brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd is a 1992 Davidson College graduate who can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. You can call Ashton at 704-696-2424.